Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 2nd of June, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1987 and we travel to New York, where the famous spiritual author, guide, and Jesuit priest Anthony DeMello died today. As well as a writer, he was a psychotherapist who became widely known for his works on spirituality, integrating ancient Eastern traditions into his Christian formation. His teaching style, using humour, storytelling and spirituality, brought him international fame, particularly through the network of Jesuit retreat houses in Europe and America. His credible portrayal of Eastern traditions, often in short stories or parables, made him popular in Europe, the United States, Canada, and Central America. He became an internationally acclaimed spiritual guide, writer, and public speaker, and he hosted many spiritual conferences. He founded an institute for pastoral counseling in Pune in India, which he renamed the Sadhana Institute. And he wrote two best-selling books called Awareness and The Way to Love. And along with 11 other books, they have been translated into 21 languages and sold more than 2 million copies worldwide. After his death, there were a flurry of publications under his name, which reflected both the growing spiritual demand for his writings in the West and also how the publishing houses in India were willing to meet these demands. It was relatively cheaper to print out many books and lucrative to trade using his name, so some of the books produced were produced with content that was not his. However, his thinking had developed and was not necessarily in line with Christian orthodoxy. An attempt to eliminate the confusion about what he said and what he didn't say was helped when a non-profit organisation called the DeMello Centre was founded in 1984, 3 years before his death, based in New York, and now claims on the internet to be the official site of Anthony DeMello. In 1988, some of his opinions were condemned by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the Vatican department tasked with enforcing theological orthodoxy, previously known as the Holy Office. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who would later become Pope Benedict XVI, was the head of the congregation. He wrote that, already in certain passages, in his early works, and to a greater degree in his later publications, one notices a progressive distancing from the essential contents of the Christian faith. With their present notification, in order to protect the good of the Christian faithful, this congregation declares that the above-mentioned positions are incompatible with the Catholic faith and can cause grave harm. In light of this notification, some editions of his books were supplemented with the insertion of a caution. The books of Father Anthony DeMello were written in a multi-religious context to help the followers of other religions, agnostics and atheists, in their spiritual search. And they were not intended by the author as manuals of instruction of the Catholic faithful in Christian doctrine or dogma. The notification traced the development of DeMello's teachings, with his early writings revealing the influence of Buddhist and Taoist spiritual currents. But they remained within the lines of Christian spirituality, and they encouraged a contemplation of the mystery of the life of Christ. However, towards the later part of his life, they noticed a change in his writing and a distancing from the essential contents of the Christian faith. In place of the revelation They argued he substituted an intuition of God without form or image, to the point of speaking of God as a pure void. Mystical writings that talk about God by defining what he isn't is an ancient tradition which is called the apophatic tradition. And it's very pessimistic about our ability to use human language and words to talk in an accurate way about the divine. De Mello was accused of a radical apophaticism that led even to the denial that the Bible contained valid statements about God. And therefore the danger was that religions, including Christianity, became one of the major obstacles to the discovery of truth. God was considered as a cosmic reality, vague and omnipresent, and the personal nature of God was ignored and in practice denied. In many ways, we can understand the gradual change in De Mello's thought as reflecting his experience of life. As a young Jesuit, De Mello was sent to Spain to study in Barcelona before undertaking ministry. He worked for a while in seminaries training young priests, and he was quite conservative in his theology as a young man and reluctant to explore other religions. However, some of his peers noted that his experience in Spain led him to broaden his perspective and to lose some of his rigidity. A few of his talks, which he allowed to be filmed, such as A Rediscovery of Life and A Way to God for Today, are available on the internet. And his brother Bill De Mello wrote a biography of him called The Happy Wanderer. That's all from The Pearl of Great Price today. Join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at the life of a Romanian defector from the KGB who admitted to spreading the story of Pope Pius XII being Hitler's Pope. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Visit us on www.pogp.net if you'd like to contact us or to request a topic or ask any questions. And then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.